China's biggest city, Shanghai, has been at a standstill for more than 6 weeks. But the strict pandemic lockdown may be finally coming to an end for its 25 million people. Starting from Monday, the commercial center is gradually easing COVID-19 restrictions aimed at resuming normal life from the beginning of June. The mayor's office says infections, which began surging at the end of March, are now under control.
Yesterday, the number of newly discovered COVID-19 patients dropped below 1,000 for the first time, and there have been no positive case reports at the community level for 2 consecutive days. The epidemic situation in Shanghai has been effectively controlled.
Restrictions will be lifted in 3 phases, starting with the reopening of some supermarkets, pharmacies and hairdressers. Some restaurants will be allowed to offer takeout, but most restrictions on people's movement will remain until next week. China is fighting its worst outbreak since the beginning of the pandemic. Coronavirus restrictions have been imposed in dozens of regions nationwide, including the capital.
Meanwhile, in Beijing, authorities are continuing to ask residents to mass test every second day. I'm just lining up now for my 10th COVID test in recent weeks.
People living in most Beijing districts have been asked to work from home. China's leaders refuse to coexist with the virus, and the economy is paying the price. In April, industrial output, retail spending, and urban employment all fell to their lowest levels in 2 years. Home sales are down more than 30% since last year. China's central bank has cut interest rates for first-time buyers to help ease the property slump. Shanghai's leaders say it will take time for everyone to completely resume normal life. They're desperate to avoid a rebound in infections as restrictions ease, and millions of residents in some areas remain confined to their homes. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.